The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Dinkins along with John Palmer, who joins us from the Siegel Stars. And it's a rare occasion that we don't get Coach Dotson. So this something must really be important that he didn't make this show today.
Yeah, he told me earlier this week that he had something already going on this weekend, asked if I could fill in for him today. So I did it, and, you know, can't pass up a chance to get a good Cedar Bucket breakfast.
There you go. I tell you. And you had to wait in line today, too. That's a long line.
Almost out the door.
Oh, we about didn't get Barry on. It's such a long line. I'll talk a little bit about the Siegel Stars. And John, we were talking, I think every coach in the district just about has the same situation going on for some reason. Graduation. You know, people have graduated, and everybody's got new faces, younger faces. But that hasn't really... I guess it's kind of opened up, it kind of made it a little more wide open in terms of who's going to be favored and that kind of thing. And it's a little too early to tell that. But your team is a team that I really think potentially down the road are going to really come together. To me, they're much quicker than last year's team. Not nearly as big, but they can get it done.
They can. And you talk about graduation. I think graduation affected us maybe harder and more than any other team in the county, graduating, you know, 8 seniors and 4 starters. And like you said, we're young this year. We got a lot of people. You know, we're starting 3 sophomores on a given night, and first couple of guys off the bench are sophomores. So yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. Like you said, though, we're young. We've got a lot of learning to do. You know, they've had success at the middle school and freshman level, and I think I heard Kevin talking about earlier. You know, it's just a different level, different style of play to be able to play 32 minutes in our district.
Do you approach the season differently? Do you coach differently? I know you hear people go, well, the expectations aren't as high, but is it more teaching with them, or is it more learning the ropes, like a road trip? Everything's a first for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, we're trying to teach them right now. It's a little bit of everything. Like you said, it's not just all basketball. It's, you know, how to act on the road and what we do, pregame meals or, you know, our routines and that kind of deal. And with really only we got 2 seniors on the team. You know, Trayton Harris last year played quite a bit, and we've got Michael Joyner, who are only seniors. So we're trying to look at them to help get these sophomores. You know, we got a lot of sophomores on the roster, and we're trying to get them to help up, kind of, like you said, just learn the ropes.
It do kind of depend on the seniors a little bit. And Trayton, of course, a starter, and played a lot of minutes last year. And I guess you expect him to be on the court quite a bit this year, too.
Yeah, he's one of those. He's a rare player that, and, you know, he could probably play 32 minutes if you needed him to. And he's one that would prefer to play 32 minutes. He's, you know, we're trying to find a good rotation. You know, last year he did have to play quite a bit because of our point guard, you know, issues and situation last year. And right, you know, this year we at any given time on the floor we may have 4 point guards on the floor this year. You know, with this, our style of play. So, you know, we're just trying to find a good rotation. And Trayton's as a senior and showing good leadership and just what you would want out of a senior and understanding his role. He may not be on the floor the whole game. You know, we're going to have to find a rotation, but he's definitely going to contribute when he's on the floor.
He's had to pick up the scoring a little bit as well, too. I think he's looking to score a little bit more, but yet he still, when we were at the game the other night, he basically still passed off and made good decisions, but took a little bit of scoring. I think he had like 18 points in the first half of that game.
Yeah, he really came out on fire the other night. And, you know, we've been talking to him, you know, the prior week in practice about, you know, it's not just on his shoulders. And once he learns, he hasn't played with these sophomores very much, just, you know, being in football and hasn't had the extra weeks of practice with them. And once he gets confidence in those sophomores, and like you said, you know, once we become balanced and he understands that we've got some guys, some younger guys that can really step in and contribute, then I think we're going to be in a pretty good situation.
And the coaching staff has to show patience, don't they, sometimes with the young ones?
We do. You know, it's, you know, this we talked about, I think, Brian talked about the different stages of the season. You know, you go in the, up to Christmas is one season, and you want to try to get all the bugs worked out so when you get into the district play that, you're not making the same mistakes. And we could always fall back on being young as an excuse, but we're not big on making excuses. You know, we just want to recognize what we're doing wrong, learn from it, and get better, and hopefully, you know, be in a position in February, March where those kinds of mistakes and those issues aren't around anymore.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those sophomores and some of those young guys that have contributed. You've got some guys that you're not as big, but they're still physical, and they're still they can jump, and they can box out, they can do all those things. Really more maybe inside, a bit more solid across the front court a little bit. I was really impressed with the way they battled, and with their speed and quickness and picking up loose balls and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and we've been undersized all year, and we're going to be undersized the rest of the year. We're going to have to make up for it with, like you said, our athletic ability. We think we'll be quicker than most teams that we play this year, and if that's not the case, then there's going to be a real quick team out there. But yeah, we're gonna have to do the little things, the dirty, you know, dirty work, get on the floor for loose balls. You know, boxing out's not something that a lot of kids like to do, but we're trying to preach to them in practice that it's gonna have something that you want to do, that you love to do, because you know we're not gonna get a lot of, you know, rebounds standing on the floor being, you know, 5'7", 5'8", 5'9". So
we talked to Ben a couple of weeks ago, and it really, the season had just started, but when you're sitting there and you're talking to, and Ben is a kind of adjust to his personnel, and it looks like to me you slowed things down a little bit last year, kind of worked the ball inside a little bit more, run and gun this year, it looks like, depending on pressing, getting the turnover, making a quick score.
It is. Last year, you know, we were blessed with, you know, 6'5", 6'6", 6'9", 6'9", and that's rare in the high school world, but this year is totally different personnel. Like you said, you just, you know, there's obviously, we couldn't go inside with, you know, 5'9", 5'10" kids consistently. Now, we do have a couple of post players, Damian Clark and John A. Simpson, who have played probably better than what we expected up to this point. So if they continue to get better, that'll be a plus for us. But, yeah, we're more run and gun, 32 minutes of, you know, pressing, trapping, doing as much as we can in the backcourt to prevent the, you know, then getting into the half-court game.
Also, Robert Brandon played very well, played some good minutes against Antioch the other night, and really did a good job in place of Trayton. That's what it's going to take, too, is a little depth and people coming off the bench and contributing.
Yeah, right now I think we're trying to find that rotation, that good rotation, and we've been playing 9-10 players consistently up to this point, and we're just trying to find the ones that kind of mesh better together. And Robert last night, I was very impressed with him, showed a lot of character and a lot of heart. Went out early in the game, took a blow to the nose, and could hardly breathe, couldn't see very well. And I looked down about a minute later, and he said, "Coach, I'm ready, put me back in." So really impressed with Robert up to this point.
You had wins over Franklin and Antioch in the last week, and then Ravenwood kind of a little bump, one of those bumps in the road. Ravenwood very talented in a seems like a what's going to be a pretty talented district in that later on down the road.
Yeah, they're probably one of the top teams in the mid-state. They got a couple of good post players and a excellent point guard that really makes them go. But you know, we just gotta be able to be more consistent. You know, coming off we could use an excuse if we played Thursday night. But we schedule these games back to back for a reason. We've had multiple, you know, back to back games this season, you know, to simulate February and March when you've got to play back to back in the district and region tournaments in order to advance. So, you know, our kids are just hopefully going to learn from this, and again, just understand what it takes physically and mentally to come back and play, you know, two games in two nights.
Looking down the road, you've got Mount Juliet Classic on the 16th, 17th. You play Beats on Tuesday,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
And that's a 6 o'clock start, and that is a home game. I know you like those home games. But then the Mount Juliet Classic on the 16th and 17th, and you travel to the Nike Invitational in Maryville. And you guys have been known to go far, far, far away, kind of staying a little closer to home.
Staying closer to home. We decided to host the Venture Classic at Thanksgiving this year. And yeah, the furthest we're going is East Tennessee this year.
And of course, Maryville's not too not too shabby of a little trip. And then you get into district play coming up on the 6th of January. In the meantime, between now and then, your guys' goals to work out the kinks and get that rotation going about of the first 8, 9, 10 that you're gonna be seeing action the majority of the time.
Yes, and we've got with our style of play that's been we've told everybody the entire bench has got to be ready to play at any given time. You know, we tell our kids go as hard as you can and get yourself out and get yourself back in. So we're trying to find that good rotation.
And you guys have always done that, really. I mean, you've always gone deep down into your bench, even on just the super talented teams that you had, you still use a lot of guys.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you're on the squad, you're expected to contribute. So, you know, you can't just hide down on the bench and just, you know.
That's a good thing, though. I think that's a tribute to the coaching staff in terms of they know even if it's just a minute, 30 seconds or whatever, they got to contribute while they're in there.
That's right. You never know. Somebody may go down. Somebody may get in foul trouble. We've had – you know, I think most of our games we've had different people in foul trouble, you know, the way we play. But whether it's 30 seconds or 3 minutes, you know, we expect the same out of everybody on that bench.
You've got Smyrna, the opener, district opener. You got Oakland, Riverdale, Blackman, Laverne. Then you play out of district a couple of games, then Smyrna, Oakland, Riverdale. So it just goes on down. This boys' district is going to be a little different in terms of everybody's kind of in the same boat, as we mentioned earlier. So it's really kind of up for grabs, don't you think?
It is. I think you'll probably find a team winning the district this year with maybe 3 losses. Would probably be reasonable to say. I think on any given night, anybody can beat anybody this year.
As you go through this district, and you see some teams develop, it may just click all at one time, isn't it? I mean, it could just go all of a sudden we starting to play better and you start seeing it and it starts clicking. And one thing you don't want to do, which a lot of teams do sometimes, is peak too early and then you struggle at the end. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
That's,
I guess,
right. You want to be playing your best in February and hopefully in March. If you do it too early, you know, run on an 8-10 game winning streak in, you know, early January or something like that, then you may run out of gas by February. So yeah, you definitely want to be playing your best towards the end.
Brian and I were talking, we've seen a few teams and you hear in preseason, well, you know, everybody's going to be rebuilding and that kind of thing, but I've been very impressed so far, to be honest with you, in the terms of the talent level. Even though young, there's a lot of talent still in this district and boys.
Yeah, there is across the board. You know, I'm not too familiar with the, you know, how many seniors everybody else has in the district. Coach Dotson probably knows more better than I do, but I think it's younger across the board than it has been or usually is. A lot of good talent in this district.
John Palmer, our guest. I want to mention your dad just a minute, and you've worked with your dad, and that's a great opportunity. And he's a legend in this town, in my opinion, and he's. Just want to take the opportunity to still, after all these years, to still enjoy listening to him do a game. It's just always a pleasure.
Yeah, as it turns out now, they're usually playing when we're playing, and you know, I like to try to listen to him, you know, whenever I can, and I don't get the opportunity.
Why are they messing up the schedule? Why are they doing that?
Somebody needs to make a call or something.
And he still likes the road and going on the road to do.
He does. If he could do. Every game, every, you know, guys, girls, football, everything, I think he would still be doing that.
He'd do a checker game if he really enjoys it. He'd do whatever. Well, we do enjoy listening to him, and appreciate you coming out this morning, and good luck in the coming season.
We appreciate it, and thank you for everything y'all do.
This may be, John, your only opportunity, you know. I mean, I don't know. Coach Dotson, he likes to come, you know.
He does.
He likes to eat, I think.
Well, I like to eat, too. I usually come on Monday for the chitlins. But
There you go. John Palmer, assistant coach at Siegel High School, and good luck to the Siegel Stars this year. And coming up, we're going to talk to Mike Wright, I believe. I believe that's right. Mike Wright, Brian Baird to be with him for the Oakland Patriots as we continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.